The AL Central Division champion Indians still haven't let up as they take on the Angels. Cleveland looking for a franchise record 13th straight road win. No score in the first, two men on, Ricky Nolasco facing Jay Bruce.
So Bruce is making Nolasco work. Again, the two-strike pitch, and it's popped in the air, shallow left center field. Going back on it is the shortstop Simmons, and Simmons catches the ball. It popped out of his glove, and then he caught it with his bare hand, his right hand. Just when you thought it was going to be a disaster, Simmons finds a way to catch that ball. The inning's over. Here's the next delivery. This is hit in the air in the right center field, and that is a gapper that's easily going to get Santana home. They'll get another double, and that is already their third double, and they've only had seven batters step up to the plate. It's 1-0 Cleveland. Here's the next delivery. That's a liner that's going to drop into left field for an RBI hit. Two strikes, single by Crone, ties up the ball game at one. So here's Urshela, hit the ball hard his first time up, but he lined out to Crone. Still runners at the corners, two outs in a 1-1 game. And the pitch, that's a liner in the left field for a base hit. It's going to roll all the way out near the short wall. A run is scored, and going in a second is Urshela with a two-out RBI double, and it's 2-1 Cleveland. Only one run tonight and trailing again tonight. Here's the pitch. That's lifted high. It's hit deep down the left field side. Out of here! Crone jumping on that pitch. A leadoff homer, number 16 of the season. And the Angels have tied this thing up at two. And the pitch, he lifts this one high and hits it deep into center field. Trout is going back, and that one is gone. Wow. 31st home run of the season for Lindor, his first hit in the series. And that is a big blow right there. It's now 4-2 Cleveland.
The Indians set a franchise record, winning their 13th straight road game. They've won 26 of 27 overall. Brian Shaw with his first career two-inning save. Austin Jackson, two hits and two runs scored. Jose Ramirez, two hits and drives in a run. Tyler Olson picks up his second career win in relief. The Angels come up short against the Indians. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
I thought we hit the ball well tonight. They did a good job. They mixed and matched, and they held the lead. It's one of those nights where our bullpen, which has been there the whole season, just stubbed his toe a little bit. And but outside of that, I thought on the offensive side we pressured them. I thought we did some good things, and just fell a run short of tying it.
Speaking as uncharacteristic night for Yusmeiro Petit, what we've been used to seeing. What did you see from him tonight?
He's been automatic for us this year, and at times you're going to miss your spots and guys are going to hit it. Ursula leading off the seventh, he just left a breaking ball up and he hit it for the base hit, and then first pitch Lindor jumped on and hit it out. But as Mara's been there time in and time out, and he'll get the ball again tomorrow if his role comes up, and he'll go and do a good job. He'll be fine.
Not just 11 games left in the regular season. What do you say to these guys to try to?
We got a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got a game tomorrow.
Okay.
Our goal hasn't changed. Our focus hasn't changed. Our mission hasn't changed. The process is we need to come out here first pitch tomorrow and start to get the game on our terms. And these guys know it. They don't need any speeches. They know what it's about. They played a little better game tonight, which is good. We did some things in the batter's box. We got to carry it over tomorrow and get a lead and hold the lead. And that's what we got to do.
The Angels try and avoid the sweep on Thursday. Parker Bridwell on the hill.